Track 3. And now we come to the first story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser, which is wild. They're absolutely ecstatic. Hundreds of people rallied on Haytor on Monday to call on the government to pass a new Right to Roam Act. The 600-strong rally came in the wake of the Supreme Court's unanimous verdict last week upholding the right to wild camp on Dartmoor, quashing a long-running legal battle brought by Dartmoor landowners Alexander and Diane Darwall. Families with young children joined the veteran wild campers and hikers to celebrate the victory, joined by a Morris side, folk musicians, and the figure of Old Crocken, a legendary protective spirit of Dartmoor. But the rally's organisers, the Right to Roam campaign, and the Stars Are for Everyone, said that the case had demonstrated why public rights to access nature need to be extended far beyond Dartmoor. The legal right to wild camp on Dartmoor was last week upheld by the Supreme Court, with judges unanimously rejecting an appeal by Dartmoor landowners Alexander and Diane Darwall. The judgment said that the Dartmoor 1985 Act bylaw, giving the public a right of access to the commons on foot and on horseback for the purpose of open-air recreation, naturally included wild camping. Lewis Wicks from campaigners The Stars Are for Everyone said, "This verdict is a relief and a huge win for thousands of people who have campaigned so hard to retain the right to wild camp on Dartmoor. However, Dartmoor remains the only place in England and Wales where the public has a right to wild camp and can lawfully experience the magic of sleeping under the stars. And the fact that one wealthy landowner, Alexander Darwall, was able to temporarily remove a right that belonged to everyone demonstrates how England's system of access is utterly broken." Dartmoor National Park Authority said it was delighted and relieved by the UK Supreme Court landmark ruling, thanking its legal team, staff and partners, including the Open Spaces Society and the Dartmoor Preservation Association, for their support. Speaking after the judgment was handed down last Wednesday, Dr. Kevin Bishop, Chief Executive of DNPA, said, "We are delighted and relieved with the Supreme Court's ruling. This is a landmark judgment, not just for Dartmoor National Park, but for people who have long campaigned for access rights." He added that the judgment reaffirms our long-held belief for the public's right to backpack camp on certain commons and, importantly, our role in regulating and managing that access. "We have been robust in our defending the right to backpack camp, and we will be equally robust in ensuring that people exercise that right responsibly and with respect to landowners and farmers." Tom Usher, Chief Executive of the Dartmoor Preservation Society, said, "This is a historic victory for public access. The DPA are very proud to have played a central role in campaigning to keep backpack camping on Dartmoor as a right. This has been achieved through the work of many people, and we salute the courage of the National Park Authority in fighting this case to the end."
Stop notice lifted at town development. A temporary stop notice preventing contractors working on a housing development on the edge of Tynmouth has been lifted. Teignbridge District Council, TDC, ordered Harrington Homes to stop working on its site on Higher Exeter Road on Friday, 2nd May, after neighbouring residents raised concerns about waste being dumped in a nearby meadow. The temporary stop notice, which was due to expire on the 27th of June, also related to potential breaches of planning control relating to drainage and flood mitigation. In particular, the stop notice related to the carrying out of works to provide hard services within the development site without discharging the necessary planning condition to ensure there are no adverse flood risk impacts and the unauthorised storage of soil on land that contains corky-fruited dropwort. However, last week, TDC withdrew the temporary stop notice, stating that Harrington Homes had addressed their concerns and had acquired the necessary approval for the areas of hard standing according to the planning requirements. Furthermore, the developers have agreed not to dump any more soil in the protected meadow and have assured planners that the estimated 5 tons of waste in the field will be removed as part of works to backfill nearby retaining walls on the development. Residents remain concerned about the development and have reported that they had witnessed work continuing on the site despite the stop notice. "We are deeply disappointed in the decision to lift the stop notice," said Judith Watt, who organised a community meeting earlier this month where residents could share concerns about the development and the impact it is having on watercourses running down the hill. "People around the town are desperately seeking reassurance from TDC that it's not just the paperwork that is in order, but that the council actually has confidence that the work done will meet the required standards," she added.
Dawlish celebrates seaside accolades. Councillors in Dawlish have been putting the flags out. Newly elected Mayor Councillor Anthony James and his deputy Councillor Linda Littlewood made one of their first joint duties praising the three awards. Dawlish Warren Beach retained its blue flag accolade for the 26th successive year, one of 35 beaches in the southwest to achieve the award. Coryton Cove and Dawlish Town Beach both retained at their seaside award status. Dawlish councillors were joined by Councillor John Nutley, Teignbridge Council's Executive Member for Leisure and Recreation. He said, "Having the Blue Flag Award for Dawlish Warren and the Seaside Awards for Dawlish Town Beach, Coryton Cove and the Ness Cove, not only encourages our local residents and the wider communities to come and enjoy on the beach, it also encourages our visitors thinking of having their holidays at our resort. Knowing that we have these awards and that we pride ourselves in the standards we keep so they can come and enjoy their holidays in a clean and safe environment." Environmental charity Keep Britain Tidy runs the awards schemes with the Blue Flag, the world's most recognised award for beaches, marinas and island bathing waters. To qualify, each applicant must meet and maintain a series of stringent environmental, educational, safety and accessibility criteria. Blue Flag beaches must meet the water quality standard as set out in the EU Bathing Water Directive, and Seaside Award winners must meet the sufficient standards. Keep Britain Tidy's Chief Executive, Alison Ogden Newton, OBE, said, "Achieving this accreditation shows the commitment of beach managers and local authorities to protect them for years to come. It's wonderful to see the flags flying proudly over 47 of them in the southwest, demonstrating their quality to residents and visitors alike. The awards are a credit to the collective effort of beach and site managers, volunteers and residents of businesses. The Blue Flag and Seaside Awards are aimed at improving the quality of England's coastline and blue spaces and promoting the country's best beaches."